USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Much of the nation is dealing with a massive winter storm that has brought heavy snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to many areas not used to seeing an Arctic blast. More than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas. More than 4 million people have been left without power, 3 million in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday morning. Forecasters say another storm is expected to bring more snow and ice to the eastern half of the country later this week. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11-style commission to look into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. In a letter Monday to House Democrats, Pelosi pushed lawmakers to create the panel and to appropriate more funding for Capitol security. Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Speaker Monday asking what she knew about the Capitol's security protocols before the riots. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Biden administration has reopened Obamacare enrollment. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Enrollment in Obamacare has reopened Monday for eligible Americans. The Department of Health and Human Services has reopened insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. President Biden announced earlier this year his administration would allow Americans who have lost their jobs and employer-based insurance during the pandemic to get coverage. Worth noting, losing your health care coverage always qualifies you for a special enrollment period. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Georgia Senator David Perdue has filed for another run at the Senate. Perdue filing with the FEC Monday to challenge Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in 2022. Warnock defeated Kelly Loeffler in a January runoff to finish the term of former Senator Johnny Isaacson. Perdue was defeated in that same January runoff by John Ossoff. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Lawmakers continue to work on a COVID relief package, with President Biden's $1.9 trillion proposal being pushed into the budget reconciliation process. The president has said that he doesn't believe a measure in the package to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive that reconciliation process, but some in Congress say that they're trying to get it passed. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the wage hike is something that the American people want, and tells CNN he's confident Congress can get it done.
The $15 minimum wage was included in the House bill. We are going to make our case, and this is enormously complicated. I won't bore anybody with Senate rules here. But we are going to make our case to the parliamentarian that we absolutely believe that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour is consistent with the rules of the Senate and the reconciliation process. And I believe, look, when you have half of the people in this country living paycheck to paycheck, when all over this country you are having workers trying to survive on $9 or $10 an hour or even less than that, the American people want, Republicans, Democrats, independents, want to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour. It is popular. It is what the people want. It is what justice demands. So I'm going to fight as hard as I can, and I believe that we will succeed in including the minimum wage in the reconciliation bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.